tell Fox FM's Nick and Reader apart?
Reader is the one with the hat.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Tomorrow is a very special day.
Really?
Yeah, in Saskatoon, I just found this out, and I'm glad because I don't want to miss this. Happening tomorrow in Saskatoon, they are doing auditions for Dragon's Den.
Really?
Yeah, the reality show where you pitch an idea for a business in front of a bunch of rich Canadian people.
And see if they either want to invest or they just shut you down.
And I have this idea, Reader, because you and I come up with million-dollar ideas all the time on the show. And I think it's time we start getting paid.
Yeah,
you know?
Some of them are good. Some of them have already been taken, like our cereal milk idea yesterday.
Cereal milk or the bowl with the straw in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another one too. But I have some fresh ideas.
Okay.
And I want to run some ideas that I have by you, because you and I were going to be presenting these together, so yeah. I want to be on the same wavelength as okay. you when we go to Dragon's Den and pitch our businesses. So here's my idea. So you know how Tentree Apparel was a big success story in Dragon's Den? Mm-hmm. Like you buy a t-shirt and they plant 10 trees? Well, okay. I got 10 cheese apparel.
10 cheese.
Yeah, so for every t-shirt that we sell, I get 10 slices of Kraft Singles cheese. I can eat them. I can make a big grilled cheese out of them. We win. Everybody wins. I get cheese and you get a fashionable t-shirt.
I like that.
What do you got?
Okay, I got one here. Say it's like along the eating vein as well.
Okay.
You're a busy guy. You have places to go, things to do, people to see.
I got newspapers to read.
Yeah. Maybe you're trying to type up a term paper, but you don't want to stop to have a bite to eat.
Mm-hmm.
An eating apparatus that goes around and mounts around your neck, kind of like a harmonica holder.
Like Bob Dylan?
A little bit, okay. Except instead of holding a harmonica, it's got something that can hold food.
Oh.
Like a sandwich or a burger. It could have an attachment lengthwise, so if you got food that could potentially be saggy, like a burrito or a sub that's long, it would keep it from
a cradle
all falling out. Yeah.
It'd be like a little meat baby that you can eat.
I don't know what we'd call it, but
I think that's way better than my idea.
Yeah.
How about this one? Puppies for Nick.
Hmm.
It's just you give me puppies.
That works.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader Get Fit.
That burp just gets me every single time. Nick and Reader getting fit. Once again, we are doing group training at Anytime Fitness here in Yorkton. And Reader, the topic of today's discussion is the group training itself.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about our personal struggles with health, what we're doing to remedy that. We're talking about being afraid of trying new things at the gym. Well, you know what? All of those things can be cured with the group session.
It just makes it more fun, you know, and as I've mentioned before, it's one thing when you're working out on your own,
mm-hmm.
and it feels more, almost more like work when you're doing it on your own.
Yeah.
But when you get the group with everybody in there and you're all kind of, you're talking, you're having fun, you're pushing each other and cheering each other on, you know, you're kind of that support group for everybody else in the group.
That's right. Yeah, because I go work out by myself. You and I both. Like yesterday in the afternoon, rather, you went and ran on the treadmill for an hour. I went later on in the evening, and it's just working out.
Yeah.
When I go by myself, it's something that I've done like I used to do in the past, and I'm doing it again. I'm back into my groove. I'm getting comfortable again. And then every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you and I are going to group with all these awesome people, and I want to give some shout-outs, Reader, if you would indulge me. I want to give some shout-outs to Amy, and to Crystal, and to Aldine, and to Morgan. There are so many more people as well. Sylvie as well. Like, we got such an awesome group of people that we work out with. Everybody smiles.
Yeah.
Because we're really good at embarrassing ourselves. Me especially. Apparently I'm the troublemaker.
Oh, you're the rowdy guy. But then we do, you know, we get through our circuit training.
Yeah.
Of all the different things we do. And then we always do kind of team building activities at the end, whether it's some form of relay or passing around the medicine ball in unconventional ways or
you're still being fit, but you're having fun while you're doing it. I think just the fact that you get to do these movements and experience the workout all together at the same time, it makes it so much easier.
Anything is much easier when you're having fun doing it.
And it's an hour. It's an hour a day.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. It goes by like nothing. Like all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, we're already, you know, stretching it out at the end.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So if honestly, if any of this thing sounds enticing to you guys, we need more people to join.
The more the merrier.
Because we had like, what, 10 people on Monday?
Something like that,
we got room for more. Let's go 20. I'm pretty sure
we're going to need more equipment if we did that.
Yeah. Come to Anytime Fitness. I mean, our first group session is tonight at 5:30.
Yeah.
At Anytime Fitness, Monday, Wednesdays, and 5:15. Fridays. 5:15, rather.
Yes.
Sorry. Jeez, I don't even know when we start.
As long as you're there by the time we start, that's the important
thing. I'm just there making sure everybody gets their ab workout from laughing.
Yeah.
From me either telling jokes or just embarrassing myself.
Or stumbling around because you don't have your glasses on.
Yeah, that too.
Nick's really into fermenting things. Reader's trying to get copper coil from the station engineer.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Yeah, Lorde is my all-time favorite musician, pop musician, and she's on tour right now. I just checked Instagram, and she was in Houston last night. Mm. Some really cool photos, looked nice. Like a great crowd, and it got me thinking about Instagram, because we have Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can follow us at MoreFoxFM, and it's just mostly pictures of us goofing off and at the gym, and I don't have a personal Instagram.
No?
Do you?
I do.
You have like a Craig Reed
yep.
Instagram. Maybe I should get one of those. Because like I always find that there are so many things I want to follow on Instagram that I can't because I use Instagram from our work account.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a couple cute puppies and stuff that I force you guys to like on our Instagram page at work because I like seeing them. But like I find it's mostly food and cute dogs. Is that?
Yeah. I like Instagram because it's basically, you know, you put up a photo and you can say a few words and no muss, no fuss. It's easy.
Yeah, there's no really anything beyond that, right?
No.
It's kind of like Facebook, but it's just pictures.
And for the most part, you can avoid some of the things that can make Facebook a little tiring. You know, unsolicited political things or... Ads. Well, there's still some ads and stuff on Instagram, but you know, like a lot of things that you might hide otherwise on your news feeds on some of the other sites and everything,
okay.
You can just kind of skip by on Instagram, which is nice.
I feel like I would exclusively use Instagram just to look at pictures of cute puppies and food, but like I do that on the internet already.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't want it to take over my entire life.
No.
I'm good.
It's like
Fox FM Instagram.
It's like anything. Just go on there when you want to go on there.
Because, I mean, spoiler alert, I'm not very exciting of a person. Like, I get stoked over a new smelling candle, which I got over the weekend. It smells like sage.
Nice.
And I love it. But, I mean, maybe I'm going to go home and I'm going to take a picture of that, put it on our Instagram page. So if you're listening right now, go to our Instagram page. That's at MoreFoxFM on Instagram. And when you see that photo of me just, you know, marking out to my sage candle, just give it a like.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
The following message is for Amazon Alexa users only. Enable the Fox FM skill. That is all.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I don't know if you noticed outside, but there's a little bit of spooky fog.
One tended to kind of catch that as you stepped outside and looked around you and thought, ooh, it's rather mysterious.
I looked around and there was one thing that I thought of.
What?
Spooky monsters, of course, because I'm terrified of the fog. It's not an irrational fear just because werewolves and Draculas don't exist, right?
You never know what could come looming out of the fog and the mist.
I was watching somebody walking down Smith Street this morning on my way to work through the fog, and I thought, what a brave soul that must be. But then again, it could be a vampire hunter protecting the city of Yorkton from all sorts of ghouls and ghosts.
An anonymous hero that we just don't even know who they are.
If you're out there, vampire hunter, thank you for doing your good work. I love the fog, though. I mean, yeah, it only looks creepy to me because of where I live. I live adjacent to a really open field, so that kind of messes with you sometimes. And you look outside and you're like, oh, I can't see past my front step.
Well, zombies are going to come looming out of the darkness.
Yeah, what bad things are going to happen tonight with all that fog?
I don't know.
First,
it feels like Halloween.
Does feel like Halloween, so... good apropos harpsichord music as well too. Hopefully somebody was using that as using us as an alarm clock, and that was the first thing that they heard. Could you imagine that, waking up to the Dracula piano music on a
just
harpsichord?
Startled out of bed,
you just like rise out from your coffin.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.